The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the infamous, famous diary. Did we decide, what was one of the, we wanted to kind of name her, and we called her Writer yesterday, but then Right. Some people were like, what was the thing that you said?
Someone
and then
call her DG, Diary
DG,
Girl.
Diary Girl.
Also Delta Gamma, but.
Oh my God.
Only if you're a sorority girl like me.
What did you just do?
Were
with
you
your
in
hand?
Delta Gamma?
No, but my mom and my sister were.
Why do you have to do that?
What is that?
She's doing a thing with her hand every time. This is almost like when you mention like marriage, she holds her left hand up immediately.
There, like, it's like a sailor's hat. DG girls know what I'm doing. It's like a backwards. Don't worry about it. We could call her DG. We also got some text that Writer is perfect.
Writer?
Yeah.
That author. Makes me think of Flynn Rider.
Oh,
Eugene
so
Eugene Fitzherbert?
Fitzherbert. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
I do, yes. Okay. Tangled.
Let's just call her Writer.
Okay, Writer. Where did we leave off? They had boinked.
They had boinked. It was only okay.
Mike.
Then yeah. It was 2 weeks later, and she says she's in trouble. And she may be falling in love, but she doesn't want to fall in love because she doesn't want to get hurt. And by the way, she did not mention Mike's name once.
Mm.
Right, because you guys, can you just, for 1 second?
No.
Like, there's a couple things going on in this room that drive me absolutely bonkers. First off,
eating in the studio. I know. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
your negative energy about her drives me crazy. It's just like,
it's not about
she doesn't want to have relations with him. It's just like, yes, she does.
We're looking out for her.
I don't think you are.
We're not wishing ill upon her.
I know, but you're always glass half empty. Always.
Okay, it's, Mr. Glass Half Empty.
I am that guy, and it's off-putting when I have to try to find the positive in this stuff.
His glasses are always empty, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was good.
I think what it just drives me crazy because, and the other thing, oh, she didn't say his name even once. At that time, she's just trying to get her thoughts out. You don't have to keep, like when you're writing a book, you have to keep going, Mike, lay his hands on her heaving bosom. Like you have to keep saying the thing. She's writing down her thoughts. So she doesn't have to keep saying Mike. Like you guys immediately are like, oh, she didn't say it was him. Oh, it could be somebody
All
else. And it's like,
I'm going to say is if this switches, I'm going to laugh. So
okay, fine.
Hard.
Then you can laugh. But it's like in a week or whatever, she all of a sudden
it was
switched to a different guy.
It was like 17 days.
Right. It took her all the days before that to finally find a guy, to finally fall out of a chair, to finally get, he comes to the bank, all this stuff, to go on 17 dates with him before they finally slept together. But somehow in those 2 weeks,
like
she found somebody else and is in love with him. Or Occam's razor, it's Mike.
Okay.
She didn't have to write Mike.
Should we get to the diary?
No, we don't have time. No entry today.
Okay, that's not true. So I'm going to go ahead and go. The last one was August 31st, and we have now jumped ahead. It is September 9th.
Mm. Go ahead.
9-9.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
September 9th. Okay. I love this boy. Much worse things have happened.
No,
than
God, who is it, guys?
Mm.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Who is it, Erica?
Mike was a man.
Who could it be?
Not a boy.
I don't know who it is.
I'm not seeing a name, so we'll keep reading and see if it comes up. Much worse things have happened than me falling in love. Much worse. Much, much worse. Like my mom wanting to meet him. I only met him 2 months ago. Okay.
Oh, I'm accepting apologies
July, they
now.
They met on July 4th.
Okay.
I only met him 2 months ago and have been seeing him for like 6 weeks. I'm not ready to share him. I know I'm being silly about this. I don't care. We've gone out with Katie and Joe a few times. I've met some of his other friends and attended happy hours with his coworkers. These are things I'm okay with. Meeting my mom is not on that list. Mike hasn't even met Kim yet. Interesting. Her roommate.
So they're not boinking on her turf. They're boinking on his turf.
He probably lives alone.
Yeah.
Mike hasn't even met Kim yet. We always hang out at his place. Well, he has a yard and I can bring Elwood. That's her dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over there. So why wouldn't we? And he has.
Oh boy. We tell Erica to pre-read and then she's like, I don't need to.
He has Jivo. It literally looks like J-I-V-O.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Do we have hold music or something?
And he has Juno?
I think. Oh, it's like a, he has a dog too? Is that what
and it just says, saying? It says he has blank. Blank is awesome.
I hate to say this. There's a reason I don't think you understand what it is. Does anybody remember when you had to watch live TV or you had to shove a VCR?
TiVo.
Yes, TiVo.
TiVo is awesome. Yes, TiVo. Oh my gosh.
So that's why she likes his house. He has TiVo.
Okay.
Like, this is literally a time machine of a diary. His house is exciting because he has TiVo.
TiVo. Okay. But seriously, why would I introduce him to my mom when he hasn't met my roommate yet? It's cool that my mom always takes an interest in my life. I like that part. I'm really sick of her asking every time I talk to her when she's going to meet this guy you're spending so much time with, end quotes. When are you going to meet this guy you're spending so much time with?
Okay.
You'll meet him when I'm ready for you to. 3 exclamation points.
Was that all in caps? Is that what you
yes.
did? Okay.
Love you, mom, but back off. End of entry.
Mm. All right, negativity crew. Bring
Great.
It.
I'm happy for her and TiVo. They seem to be getting along well.
I want to know what happened, though. She was so like, after
so
they had
subpar,
slept together and
yeah.
then just no.
Because it was the awkward it. First yeah. time.
Also,
you guys, it just got
but
better.
She, like, say something about the other, has there been other times? I mean,
obviously
you would,
in that
sure.
2 week period, they've been working it out.
Also, figured- anyone ever start realizing it's going somewhere and then freak out?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
I almost didn't date my fiance.
Why?
Because we had been on several dates and I was like, he's way too nice.
What the hell?
And I was like, I'll give it one more date. And then I looked at him and I was like, oh no, I'm falling in love with this man. So actually, I get it, writer.
Mm.
After I
okay.
didn't.
So, but it, that's just self-sabotage. So totally. Writer yeah. has that, clearly has that instinct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do too.
Well, not anymore.
He's proven himself in the bedroom.
Okay, okay.
All right. The next diary entry is tomorrow at this time.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.